Well, I'm with David Pocock, and David, congratulations. You're going to be captaining the Wallabies at the weekend at Twickenham. Just talk me through how you found out and your excitement.
Yeah, Robbie talked about it last week to the leadership group, and it's obviously a great honour to captain your country, and I'm pretty excited about it. I think the great thing about it is that there's so many other good leaders in the team, and it'll definitely be a team effort.
Yeah, and in terms of facing the Barbarians, it's quite an intriguing one, isn't it? It's a star-studded lineup from around the world, but obviously one that's, by the nature of it, never played together before.
Yeah, they've got a pretty good team list, and I guess, you know, Barbarians rugby is all about the spirit of rugby and really trying to make it entertaining. But they definitely come to win too, so we're very aware of that, and we're approaching it as a test match.
Also, would there be the element too of bearing in mind that it is the Barbarians, to maybe even you boys throw the ball around maybe a weenie bit more than you might? I don't know.
Well, I think both teams will be looking to attack and use the ball. That's for sure, and hopefully we've got some good weather to do it in. But as I said, we're approaching it as a test match, and our first priority is to win.
It's a very strong Australian lineup to that end as well, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had a few injuries, but the guys that have come away are pretty excited to get out there after the World Cup, and hopefully we can start to improve and make up for the disappointing World Cup.
One player that obviously we're quite interested in over here, just seeing him play, is James O'Connor, and he's got a chance at fly half this weekend, which should be very, very interesting.
It will be. He played a bit of fly half with the Western Force during the Super Rugby season, so has a bit of experience there, but at international level it's totally different, so it's going to be a big challenge for him. But he's the kind of guy who likes to step up and take the big kicks and that sort of thing, so I'm sure he'll be fine.
And just, you touched on it there, David, obviously the World Cup, some good moments and some disappointing moments. Is that all kind of very much put to bed now, or is there still a feeling when you go out on the pitch in this game and the Wales game of not righting wrongs, but just, you know, really getting back on track?
Oh, I don't think it's that disappointment's a feeling that's going to leave you anytime soon, and I think the importance for the group is to use that, both the learnings out of the World Cup, the places we came short, but also to use that to motivate us going forward, and we'll definitely be doing that.
And going forward, obviously there are a lot of very good young Wallabies, your good self, James, and several more there to really hopefully, you know, build for the next World Cup back here.
Yeah, we've got a pretty young squad, so it's exciting, and I think, as I said, the important thing is that we start improving now rather than waiting for the next World Cup. And you look at New Zealand, and they've been the number one team for, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, and they deserve to win the World Cup. So there'll be a lot of teams trying to be in that position leading into the one in the UK.